Good Thursday morning. I'm Anna Palmer, and welcome to your Politico Playbook audio briefing, sponsored by Koch Industries.
And I'm Jake Sherman. New narrative alert. Top Republicans who have long been resistant to gun regulations say they are now open to banning a rapid-fire device used by the Las Vegas shooter. What's driving the potential change? Many lawmakers now believe they have to do something. Most every Republican aligns with the NRA, but a device that allows anyone to mow down dozens of people is a different story. Anna was saying yesterday on the way to the Capitol this would be the biggest gun control measure in years, and the NRA would have a tough time standing in the way. Supportive quotes came from conservatives like John Cornyn of Texas, Senate Homeland Security Chairman Ron Johnson of Wisconsin, Senator John Thune, Texas Republican Congressman Bill Flores, and Senator James Lankford of Oklahoma. Tom Rooney pinged us yesterday to say Trump needs to take the lead on this bump stock issue. He's the only one that can. Might this fall flat? Sure. The details are very, very important. And betting against the NRA on Capitol Hill in recent years has not been a good bet. The NRA has a massive war chest and an active membership that it has employed on multiple occasions. But many Republicans tell us this would be a common sense gun control measure.
Alex Eisenstadt and Gabe DeBenedetti have an important scoop this morning on how angry Republican donors are closing their wallets, frustrated over the GOP's inability to get anything done. Things have gotten so bad that major GOP donors have even been willing to bring up the issue with Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell at fundraisers. The backlash comes as Republicans are gearing up for the 2018 midterms, and party officials like Tom Tillis of North Carolina, who oversees fundraising for the NRSC, said donations have fallen off a cliff after the Obamacare flop. This tracks what we've been hearing for weeks. GOP lawmakers are increasingly nervous about their chances for keeping their congressional majorities. Behind the scenes, aides and operatives regularly say that if Republicans can't pass tax reform, they will likely lose the House.
Here's the latest in Las Vegas. The AP is reporting there are few clues to the motive of Stephen Paddock. Paddock's girlfriend said she had no idea he was planning an attack, and the New York Times details how Paddock liked to play video poker machines that did not draw a lot of attention.
And Trump's cabinet secretaries just can't get away from the controversies. Politico has a new report up on how Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke is drawing flack for mixing politics and official travel on a trip to the U.S. Virgin Islands, where he attended a fundraiser. And of course, there continues to be fallout with Secretary of State Rex Tillerson, who tried to clean up after an NBC story had him reportedly calling Trump a moron. Tillerson refuted the allegation that he had considered resigning, but he did not address the moron comment.
Some congressional drama. Pennsylvania Republican Congressman Tim Murphy announced yesterday he would retire at the end of the term after allegations that the married lawmaker who opposes abortion rights asked his mistress to terminate a pregnancy. There was more outrage on Capitol Hill as the IRS continued to defend its new $7.2 million no-bid contract with the credit reporting company Equifax.
On Trump's schedule today, he will receive an intel briefing and meet with Senator Tom Cotton of Arkansas this morning. He's meeting with RNC Chair Ron Romney McDaniel in the afternoon. He will also be briefed by senior military leaders. Trump and the First Lady will have dinner with senior military leaders and their spouses. And in the juice, we've got Americans for Prosperity launching a $4.5 million cable and local network ad buy over the next 3 weeks, urging Senators Claire McCaskill of Missouri, Tammy Baldwin of Wisconsin, and Joe Donnelly of Indiana, all Democrats, to support tax reform. Subscribe to Playbook at politico.com/playbook.